Hello, Wendy.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling, taking my call.
You bet.
I woke up yesterday morning with my eyesight was swollen, and then this morning I woke up and I was completely covered, and there was a little bit of pain yesterday, but today it's like super itchy, and I don't know whether it's a shingles thing or whatever. Anyway, I'm wondering what I can do to kind of deal with it right now.
Oh, you should probably. Is it in the eyelid itself? Your eye isn't affected.
Well, it's. I can see fine out of the eye, but the eyelid comes over. So of course I have to pull it up to see out of the eye, but I can't tell that the eye is. But when I read on the internet, it was saying that it was, you know, if you got shingles around the eye, it was a concern. It hurt the eye, so I was like, oh dear, I better do something right away. So.
Oh yeah, you've had shingles before.
I did about 5 years ago.
Huh. Well, yeah, I would definitely get that checked, see where the source of the swelling is. I mean, it could have been a insect bite, or you could have a blocked tear duct that could cause the swelling. In the meantime, you could do, gentle hot and cold to help reabsorb some of the fluid. If it's just the one eye, it typically is something external, or, you know, I guess it could be an infection going on. Shingles, of course, is, you know, the unique part of a shingles outbreak would be it's just one-sided. It doesn't cross the midline, but usually there's some lesions, skin lesions that might be, a clue as to whether it's shingles or not, or it could be, I don't know, it could be a staph infection within the tear ducts. So.
Okay, so would there be definitely be rash? The only rash is there's little hard sort of things on my eyelid, but like dry skin, but little pop-up things. That's the only rash type thing that's on my
eyelid,
on just one side, just the one on the eye.
I think you should get that checked. If it is shingles and it gets into the eyeball itself, it can be pretty severe. So, I think you should get that checked right away.
Okay, so there's nothing I can do for the weekend to kind of just the hot and cold, basically, at this point.
Well, one thing you could do is if you pull down the bottom eyelid. See if there's a lot of inflammation there. Is that quite swollen and red? Because that would tell me if the eyeball is involved.
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay, that's a good sign.
It's so weird. It's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've never had shingles there in the past?
No, I had it on my arm one time.
Okay, same side?
No, other side.
Other side. Well, you could start some antiviral therapy just in case. You could do high dose vitamin C. We have a product at the dispensary that I like called Viracon. It's an antiviral, and also, unfortunately, the clinic won't be open till Tuesday, but. We have antiviral intravenous therapies that we use to deal with shingles, and that can clear that up quicker if that is the diagnosis.
But they're not open until Tuesday either, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, then I guess I'll call on Tuesday and see if I can get an appointment.
Okay, yeah, if it continues to get worse or it starts involving your eye, please get that looked at right away, okay?
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you very much.
You bet, Wendy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.